So we're set, we're audioed up, ready to go.
Ready to go.
Hi, dear.
Hi.
How we doing?
Doing okay. Long week. This is the first week. It normally happens earlier in tax season. But this is the first week that I felt the urge to take a nap.
Okay. When?
Yesterday.
No, I mean... Oh, yeah, you did take a nap yesterday.
You know, normally I'll fall asleep early on Fridays or something like that, but I haven't done that at all this tax season. This is the first time, last night was the first time where I took like a nap.
Yeah.
And I say last night, I mean yesterday afternoon.
It was about 5 o'clock.
Yeah. I probably then ended up not falling asleep until like 1:30.
I told you.
Was up and ready to go this morning.
Yeah.
I had to come wake you up.
You didn't have to come wake me up.
No, I had to come wake you up at 8 so you could take your pills.
You didn't have to. There's an hour window.
I don't know. What are you doing?
I'm turning the fan on.
Oh, good gracious.
Are you not a little warm?
I'm fine.
I'm turning the fan on.
Okay, but now the light is on.
Yeah, I know. I don't understand why the light's on, too.
You were probably looking for something. And then you pull the wrong cord. Every time. It's really funny because you put tape on the two cords, one for the fan, one for the light. You put tape on at some point years ago so that you could tell them apart. Every time.
No, that's not the problem. The problem is one out of the three ceiling fans, I put the tape on the wrong cord.
So you don't... But, okay. So one would think that in the last, like, probably 5 or so years, you would just fix it. But instead, every time...
I was busy.
Every time you go to turn the light off,
I've been busy.
No matter which ceiling fan it is, you pull the fan cord.
I've been doing projects and working on things and kind of dying.
You use that excuse a lot.
It's a pretty good excuse.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, it's been at least 5 years.
Yeah, I know.
It's not like you even have to, like, work off the tape or anything like that. You could just unhook it switch them.
The problem is the one that's wrong, and I know it, is the one in the bedroom upstairs. So I never think of it because I don't go upstairs unless I'm going to bed, and I'm not going to think about taking a roll of tape with me at 10 o'clock at night.
I don't think you even need to take a roll of tape because you can undo the chains. Just flip the chains.
Oh, that has a much less likelihood thing of happening. Me having the delicate precision to undo one of those little balls.
Okay, we're done with this. Before I start working today, I'll switch them.
Okay.
Should be fun, because to do that, I have to stand on the edge of the bed. It'll be fun. It'll be fine.
You can't just fall backwards onto the bed if you fall.
Yeah, or fall forward onto the shelf.
Yeah.
Those are the two options.
Giant metal sharp shelf.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
Cut to next week podcast. So the ER was annoying.
No.
No, ER would be fun because I take you to Somerset.
I mean, let's be honest. When's the last time I have injured myself?
No, 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 no.
That it required us going to the ER.
No, 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 no. We're not saying that. Because today will be the day. And the way it works, it'll end up being me.
I usually just end up with a big bruise.
You lightly brush into walls and you end up with a bruise.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You are like a sickly peach.
Okay.
Not wrong.
I'm not saying you are.
Cool. So the only big thing I had on this week was we got through honors convocation.
That was nice.
It was fun.
It was long.
Yeah.
It was 2.5 hours? Over 2 hours, not quite 2.5.
Started around 3. We got out of there at 5:30.
But it was funny.
But there was social. There was a little bit of social time afterwards.
Yeah, I didn't stay for that. It was funny, though, because you could tell who wanted to, like, speed up the process.
Out of the speakers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you could tell who had no concept of other people wanting to speed up the process. Yeah. Like, some were just a little oblivious.
Well, I think it's style.
Yeah.
Because there's folks who will be very clearly, and you and I both had them in class, and I work with people who fit into both categories now, of, like, there's the first group. It's like me. I know what I want to accomplish today.
Yeah.
And once I get it finished, I'm done.
Yeah.
So if it's a 50-minute course and it's 50 minutes, great. If we're 40 minutes in and I'm done, we're done for today.
Yeah.
Then there's ones that, to the second, you are there.
Yeah.
And that's just a style thing.
Yeah.
But it's clearly when the room is full of people that, it's like, no.
Well, and it was, because it was like, you know, as you go through the divisions and the words are presented, the audience part of the room gets more and more empty. Because yes, I don't know if you noticed.
People do bail.
We were sitting probably about like 2/3 back.
No. We had like 4 rows behind us and that was it.
But I mean from like the audience. Because like
Yeah.
Like the front half was like students.
Yeah, but it's still.
And.
Why, they left too.
Till it was done, there was nobody sitting behind us.
Yeah.
And honestly, we probably only stayed till the end because that's when they did the alumni board ones.
Yeah, that's where we were at. But, so.
But it was funny.
It's always good.
It's funny to me.
But it was a good event, and
yeah,
got that one knocked out. That's kind of like the first little sign that the term's over.
Yeah,
convocation, and you get the last couple week, 2 or 3 weeks here. Finals week and then graduation and that's it.
Yeah. It's almost done.
Then 4 months of waiting for fall to start.
Well, you could prepare ahead of time. You could switch the tape on the fan chains.
There you go. I have one job.
It just so happened. So I have some traffic observations this week.
Okay.
And it just so happens that they were on my way home from that.
Oh, okay.
So, most of them. So, this all happened in a span of less than a minute. So I'm going down Eisenhower because I stopped at Burger King to get something to eat.
I saw that.
So, I'm going down Eisenhower on to Scalp into Burger King because it's like right there. Okay. So, halfway down the hill, Eisenhower, a car decided, with me behind it and another car coming up the hill, to do a U-turn.
Wow.
Then I get to the bottom and I'm coming and a car pulls out from like the Giant Eagle parking lot. And, like, goes in front of me. They didn't, like, cut me off or anything. But they're in front of me. And they're going into the turning lane with me to turn left onto Scalp. The light is yellow as we are approaching it. And they break as they are approaching it. And as soon as they get to the bottom of the little slope there, the light is red. And they plow through.
Why?
I don't know.
Yeah, why would you know?
So then, you know, I get my lunch. Get my dinner. And I'm sitting I'm sitting at the light then to, like, when you come out from Burger King, I was able to actually turn right or turn left.
Which isn't always the case.
Which isn't always the case.
That Burger King, like, would make so much more money if it wasn't in that spot.
Yeah. Like, if even if it was, like, down a couple slots. You know, it's just so close to the light. But anyway, so this truck pulls up beside me. And I don't understand the need for accessories on vehicles. Like, okay, buy a vehicle, drive the vehicle, it gets you where you need to go, blah, blah, blah. So this truck had, and I don't know what it's called, but it's like the tires were outside of the wheel well.
Illegal. I believe it's technically illegal.
Not like, not the whole way, you know, but they're like,
yeah, I think they have to be inside the wheel.
Do you know what I mean though? Like where the tire extends beyond the body. Yeah. Okay. So that first. And then it distracted me a little bit because we were at the red light, and as it started, so I'm in the right lane, it's in the left lane beside me. As it went off its brakes and hit the gas, it's got these like LED light strips just inside the tire, like underneath the truck, like almost on like the shock beam.
Okay.
The brace there on all four tires. But it's like they turn on when you hit the gas. So it was like slightly distracting because it's this like flash out of the corner of your eye. And then to make this truck even more annoying, it decided it was getting on 219. Now, if you remember, I said I was in the right lane. It was in the left lane.
And it was
lane,
heading 219 north.
And it was heading on to 219 north.
Also, it had
north
to cut in front of you. Cross two lanes of traffic, actually, to get into the...
Yes.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Well, that's a winner.
So that, and that was all within the span. Well, the first two things were all within a span of like a minute, like less than a minute. And then this trick. But as a positive note for traffic observations, the other day, I'm pretty sure I saw Santa Claus.
Okay.
And fun fact, he was driving a Subaru.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we've Then yesterday we went to the movies, which we'll talk about. And this jerk that I parked beside was parked on the line.
It was me.
Yeah, you were parked on the line.
Because I didn't want you to park next to me.
Why wouldn't you want me to park next to you?
I didn't actually pay attention when I was parking.
Well, I think you have more concern about, like, at least I was kind enough to not park so close that I would hit you. Other people aren't that nice.
Honestly, I was trying to do an email. I was going to move.
As you were driving?
No, when I parked, and then I realized it, but then you pulled in and it didn't matter.
But yeah, so. Those are my traffic observations for the week.
Nice.
And I'm every day more and more concerned about the people who are operating motor vehicles.
I wonder if it's always been as bad, it just now you're paying attention to it because you're doing a weekly report on it.
Maybe. Or, yeah, it's probably always been this bad. I don't know.
So that, I forget what night it was fun, where you basically just came over and, boy, you were really gray this today to me. That was fun.
Yeah, I don't know what day that was. I think it was just how the light was hitting you. Because you're not today. Like, today,
well, the lighting here is very yellow.
But, I mean, today, your hair doesn't look as silver. It looks darker. I don't know.
It was a very good hair week, though, for me.
Okay. I don't know what that means.
Like, it just really worked well for me.
Oh, that's good. My hair and I are in a competition to see who can outlast the other.
But it went well. But yeah, no, we're wrapping, slowly wrapping things up.
Good.
As far as it goes.
Yeah.
Just trying to think anything particular fun happened. Gaggle's always fun. Sitting there, going across the hall, seeing what the kids are up in the department.
I still think.
They're not going to dress like geese.
You call them a gaggle. I think they need to dress like geese for Halloween. I did enjoy, though, that I don't remember what her name is. Admonished you for eating at Subway.
Oh, and that was my story. That was the story I had. Because I know I had a... This oh. Here. So... And I told you this part of this. So I go down to get lunch the other day. And I'm actually at the grill. And I was getting a chicken sandwich at the grill. And I noticed somebody who was getting Subway that typically you would not see getting Subway.
Yeah.
Very surprising. So I'm relating that story sitting with the students, with the gaggle. And one of our graduating seniors, who's been around long enough to know the story, yelled at me thinking I was the one getting untoasted Subway in violation of my medical rules. And I'm like, I don't need it from you. I get it at home. And just, I cracked up laughing because it's, well, geez, you know, it's all of a sudden you're not around. And then it's all you're not well. And then you might be dying. And da, 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 da. And I know, but then you're eating Subway. And I'm not putting up with it. And I'm like, oh, my God, I'm getting lectured.
But the best part, though, was she was one of the award recipients at the honors convocation. And we're standing out because initially there was a lack of seating. So we were standing just out
in the lobby.
And they're all, I don't know what that's called, processing?
Yeah.
In to the room, the line of students. And she goes, you need to have like a alert set up or something when he's using his credit card.
Take his milk card away from him is what she told you in the line.
So it's like not only did she yell at you that day, but then she tattletaled on you.
Oh, yeah. No. It threw me completely under the bus as well.
It amused me.
Yeah. Well, this is what I deal with. But, you know, what can you do?
I don't know.
Well, it's good they're looking out for me.
I guess. Somebody's gotta. I can't be there all the time.
True. But, other than that, just making sure it's still working. Anything else before we talk about our trip yesterday?
I don't think so.
Yeah, it's been just a lot of working.
Yeah. 3 weeks. Woo.
Yeah, 3 weeks for you, 4 weeks for me. And then I looked, my only final I have to give is Thursday morning at 8 o'clock.
Like in person?
Yes.
I didn't think you did that.
Earth and people.
I thought you gave your finals online.
Mm-mm.
Oh.
No, my business. That's, you're thinking my business class.
Oh.
That's the project.
Oh.
No, this is my geography course. Final in person.
Final in person.
8 o'clock.
What about those intern kids?
Oh, no, that's a different schedule.
Oh.
They're a week or two behind.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, different school, different everything. Yeah.
Gotcha.
I'm talking UPJ.
Gotcha.
So. Anyway, took you to the movies yesterday.
Yeah.
I also have a movie review.
What, do you want to do that first? Then people who don't want spoilers can...
Oh, they could just...
Stop listening.
Stop listening. Yeah, that's a good way to do it. Yeah. I've been abandoned for tax season movie review, is I went back and I watched probably one of my top three favorite movies of all time, El Dorado.
El Dorado.
John Wayne.
No, I know it's John Wayne. I'm just trying to remember which one.
John Wayne is a hired gun.
Is this one in Africa?
No, that's Sahara.
Oh.
Like the... <I don't... laughs> I know what you're thinking, because I think at one point you and me and your granddad watched Sahara.
Probably.
Yeah, like many years ago. But no, he's a hired gun who gets offered a job to help drive out a, there's like a turf war between two families.
Okay. So it's a John Wayne movie?
It's a John Wayne movie.
That doesn't necessarily narrow it down.
I know. But I'll get to it and you'll explain. And you'll remember it. Anyway, he declines the job, but on the way back to town, the other family thinks he took the job and... one of the sons wasn't paying attention, comes across him, ambushes him, and John Wayne has to shoot him because he's trying to kill him.
Okay.
And doesn't, it's an accident, effectively.
Yeah.
And they said, oh, okay. Well, that's not good. But he's buddies with the sheriff. And they just kind of parts ways. A little bit later, down the road, he meets up with another hired gun guy who said, oh, I'm going into this job. This guy hired me. Do you want to come along? And he's like, well, no. But they find out his buddy, over the course of the couple months that since the, when he was there, had a big deal with a girl, ended up being drunk. So he's like, he's going to get killed. So he works his way back to help his buddy, the sheriff, and the family whose son he had to defend himself against. Which they're the good ones.
Yeah.
Against the...
Okay.
Yeah. He meets up with a young guy who can't shoot. So they buy him a sawed-off double-barreled shotgun. It's his pistol.
Because, I mean, who really needs to aim with that?
No, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, no, it's the funniest. I think it's one of the funniest lines in any John Wayne movie ever. And they're in the gunfight, and the one guy is already hurt, and he escapes the gunfight and heads and hides in the saloon. And John Wayne comes over to his new friend, his new buddy, and he says, "Did you get him? He ran right past you." And he said, "Kinda. I hit the sign, and the sign fell off and hit him." Well, that doesn't count. He's like, he was limping when he left. And he goes, he was limping when he got here. One of my favorite, probably top three movies.
Really?
Yes.
What are the other two?
Well, it's definitely Ghostbusters, El Dorado, and then I'd have to
Three
think about
Amigos.
Probably the Three Amigos.
If I had to guess what it was. I could be wrong, though.
No, probably. That would be... there'd be a couple there that kind of fit right in that potential third slot, depending on the mood.
Yeah.
So, yeah. No, it's a very fun movie.
Yeah. I mean, you can't go wrong with the John Wayne movie.
Yeah. No, and it just... It's kind of that perfect kind of everything wraps up very nicely at the end. All the bad guys are dead and everyone else is happy.
I mean, again, it's a John Wayne movie. Yeah. That doesn't narrow it down.
So, yeah, so I only did one of those for this week. Like I said, it was a busy...
There's a bird in the bird feeder.
Oh, yeah, look at that outside my window. Nice.
Sorry, that's the first time I saw them a bird come to the bird feeder since you moved them. It didn't stick around long, but...
Well, it had a mouthful of seed when it took out, so...
Yeah. Hey, at least we know they know where it's at.
That's good. I have bird feeders hanging out my office window. I did that back during the pandemic, so I had stuff to look at while I was working.
Yeah.
That's good. So, yeah, I only did one movie because of the schedule this week.
You usually only do one movie.
No. Last week I did two or three.
Well, you only talked about one.
No, remember I did the one week I did Airplane and then both 48 Hours movies.
But I think that was also the
no
week we were sick.
No, I had that was the week before where I had three oh, also.
No, which last week you only watched The Racketeer.
That last week I only watched The Racketeer, yes.
Mm, see, I remember. I had listened.
To the conversation we're actively having?
Yeah. Doesn't it make you feel good to know I listen?
Yeah. We're in like episode 11 or 12 of this, I think. I can't remember what number one. I should quiz you on like just get like a like things that you've said. Actually, I'm loving this as an idea.
Try it. Let's see how that goes.
Let's see which one of us said something. Guarantee you, I'm going to win all of it. Well, I'd have to because I'd make up the test.
Well, yeah. So you better. That'd be really funny if you didn't.
So, anyway, at that point, I guess we're going to say from this point forward, the only thing we're going to talk about is our movie visiting experience. Yesterday. And I think we're going to try to avoid spoilers, but there might be some. So if you want to hang around and don't mind learning a little bit about Ghostbusters, the new one, cool. And if not, thanks for listening.
Yeah. Go feed a bird.
Okay.
I don't know.
Go feed a bird. It's like some kind of offhanded insult. Go feed a bird.
The birds need assistance because the weather doesn't know what it's doing.
That's true. Just... So anyway.
You know, right. unless you're trying to grow grass, then sorry, they're probably going to eat it.
Yeah, well, we established that one on Friday as well. Mr. Lawn Care. Talking to David. Anyway, so at this point on, spoilers. Movie was interesting. I want to talk about the whole process. It sucks.
The process of going to the movies?
Yes. Well, yes. In a lot of ways.
How much were the tickets?
I think we paid like $18.
Okay. We probably paid close to the same amount for...
It was like 21 for snacks and stuff.
Popcorn and drinks.
Yeah.
And Milk Duds.
Yeah. So, and that's... I'm not begrudging that at this point. From an economic standpoint, and it just... you know what you're getting in when you go to the movies. You know what I don't need to get into when I go to the movies? Is 15 minutes of commercials. And I don't mean 15 minutes of previews.
No, like literal commercials.
Legit commercials.
But it's the same ones over and over again.
Yeah, well, because it's just like television. But, okay, so you know what? A couple things. Here's my little rant on these commercials, because I've been saving this up, and now I'm ticked.
Since yesterday?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, couple things. First off. I don't think they should be on television anyway.
Commercials?
No.
Then how are people going to know about...
I'm not saying that. I'm saying prescription advertisements. I can't go buy it. I don't need to know about it. That's why you go to a doctor.
Well, no, but they want you to ask your doctor about it.
No. There's two countries in the world that do it, and there's a reason why. I definitely don't need to know about some horrible disease and all the side effects waiting for a movie to start.
Yeah, I really didn't understand that part.
Two. That's one. Two. Don't try to... What am I going to do sitting in a movie theater with a Samsung Galaxy commercial for a cell phone?
But it really was a reminder to turn your phone off.
No. That was the second one. The first one was just a straight out commercial for the cell phone.
I don't know.
It was.
You're going to go shopping afterwards.
Third. There was a really good, it was for, I'm going to say good in how they handled the audio, Coke ad.
Yeah.
With all the different sound effects and stuff.
Yeah.
Fine. You did it once. I don't need 2 minutes of the stupid Dolby surround sound commercial at the start of the movie.
But they do that at the start of every movie.
I know. For the last 20 years.
Can I think
what... They're not cracking the technology here. We know about it. Move on.
Can I tell you what would have been really funny? If, because the cinema serves Coke products, if it would have been a Pepsi commercial. Yeah.
That would have been great. But so you already had the demonstration with a commercial. Fine. Move on. We understand it.
But what about people who came late?
They don't care anyway. Even if you're there late, you don't give a flying freaking flip about it. And for the final part of my commercial rant, the local commercial for the venue that was down in Cambria City, anymore, this is the rule. If you have to put historical in front of where you're at, historical, in this case, Cambria City, I'm just replacing it with dilapidated.
So do you think that it is not to throw you
off?
The
only historical that doesn't get that is Williamsburg.
Not to throw you off on this tangent further. Do you think the historical is referencing the building? Or
the
Cambria
region.
City area.
Cambria City proper. In the context of that sentence, that's how that reads.
Okay. I was just curious.
It's real estate garbage. It's like saying, you know, this quaint one-bedroom house. It's, oh, small. Is what you mean to say. It's not quaint. You mean small.
Well, yeah, it's marketing, dear.
I know, but you don't do that to people who have been through there. I used to work there.
Maybe people who are going to the movies aren't familiar.
Traveling to Johnstown to go to the movie.
I mean, it is Richland Cinemas. Maybe they're... You know, maybe people down in the city go to Westwood.
Okay. So, yeah, that was including, by the way, going 5 minutes over the scheduled start time with the commercials.
Okay. Would the commercials have bothered you so bad if they would have started on time?
No. Well, yeah, they would have been annoying, but at least it wouldn't have been, at least it would have been punctual.
Because I don't disagree with you there. The start time was 12:30, and they probably didn't actually start...
12:35. The Dolby thing had started at 12:35.
Yeah.
I looked.
Which was probably more than 5 minutes after the 5 minute countdown they gave us.
Yes.
I still think it could have been like technical difficulties and they just like, let's run these commercials again.
No.
Gotta keep something on the screen.
No, I guarantee you if we were to go today, it would be the same thing. Okay. So that was annoying. And I don't like the Dolby. We get it. You're not like, it's not like brand new technology here. You can do that at home. It's okay. Also in color. Should we be having a celebration about that too? Anyway.
I mean, there probably is someone who is responsible for making sure that the color is pretty.
Yeah, but still. Okay, now you actually get into the movie.
Okay.
I liked it.
I liked it too.
Yeah. Different enough to be interesting, but still on the right tones.
I mean, it's a Ghostbusters movie.
Yes.
Like, you know it's a Ghostbusters movie.
Yeah.
Like... They're not, again, they're not cracking the technology on a Ghostbusters movie. But it's different enough from all the other ones.
I think at a point.
To be its own thing.
I am now completely convinced.
Yeah.
That if we get another one, and I'm curious what to see what the box office numbers look like. If we get another one. Up there, and you have Friday release numbers so far. 16 million on Friday. may not be bad. I don't know what it, I don't know what the last one did. At some point, they're going to have to address this, the issue of, maybe not, now that I think about it, address this issue of every movie, you have the two evil entities. Whatever quasi-dimensional ghost thing going on.
Yeah.
Then the bureaucratic government.
Yeah.
At which this point, as we established last week,
is always the same guy.
Well, no, in the first movie, now this one.
Yeah.
There was a different, it was a different, same mayor, different guy in the second movie. Like, it's not now unknown in this universe. People have seen these things. You know, after the first movie, there were hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people who would have seen a 90-foot marshmallow man.
Yeah.
Walking down the road.
Yeah.
It's not as if... So at some point, I think there has to be a situation where they come across it and basically say, like, okay, yeah, this stuff is existing.
Versus, like, complete denial.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But my argument to that is that assumes that, and trust me, as somebody who's been in local government for as many years as I was, maybe not. Maybe just a continued...
So here's what I don't... Here's... And maybe because it's like a New York City thing.
Yeah.
So he went from being a DEP agent...
To mayor?
To mayor?
Yes.
Isn't that like a downgrade?
No, not necessarily.
It's because it's New York City.
A big spot.
Yeah, because it's New York City.
Yeah.
You know, because like being mayor of like Guystown, that's like.
Well, doesn't take apparently anything.
You're a federal, like an agent for a federal organization.
It's. Oh yeah, no. Being mayor of New York City is far more, I would say, even prestigious than being just a flunky
also
working
then,
in an agency.
I mean, he was kind of a jerk face as a DEP agent or whatever. It was DEP, right? He was DEP.
Environmental Protection. Yeah.
How did he even get elected as mayor? Anyway.
Okay. According to Box Office Mojo, the estimate for this Friday was $16 million, and the actual, that's the estimate, the actual for Afterlife was $16,600,000.
I don't know what that means.
That's how much money they made that
No,
day.
But I mean, like, I don't know what that means as
well,
far
I mean,
as, like...
longevity and, you know, does it look like they'd make another one? And do they make money, effectively?
I would think that if they were going to make a third one, they would already know that.
No.
You don't think?
I think they'd wait to see how this one would come out first. But, anyway, you know, and the thing about it is, which, and the I think what's a nice thing about it is that the fact that the conversation can be had about that particular fact, that we, not the money part, but the Walter Peck part.
Yeah.
Is a big testament to how he plays that character.
Oh, like, yeah, no doubt.
You definitely want to hate his guts.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he has a character. And that is the character he plays.
Yes.
In whatever.
Yeah.
But my favorite part of the movie, which was also my favorite part of the last movie, Afterlife.
Yeah.
The little tiny marshmallow man.
could see that.
Which is like no surprise because my favorite part of the Star Wars movies is the androids.
Yeah.
You know, the little comic relief. I don't know. I liked it.
I did. I enjoyed it as well. It was completely... It was, you know, different, not a different lore and stuff too.
A little bit of a slow build up.
Yes.
Because you, when we were talking yesterday, you even mentioned it. It's like it's pretty far into it until you really understand who the bad guy is.
Yeah.
Not counting Walter Peck.
The because he established
establishes himself as a bad guy early on.
Yeah.
Like
immediately. Like they get to that, they have that first big set piece of an action thing, and then he's there yelling at him. Like,
yeah. I thought for sure it was gonna be her grandfather playing chess with her. Or that they would have like looped around to it, but then that didn't make sense to me after I thought about it because we saw him go off into the ether at the end of Afterlife.
Yeah, because I thought they were going to go a different direction with that. Because that could almost be an interesting part of a third movie because now we have two examples. This movie and Egon with the first of the Afterlife.
Yeah.
Where there seemed to be more traditional ghosts, like actual people who just have unresolved things.
Yeah.
Versus like.
Yeah.
What you think of Ghostbuster ghosts as like creatures and things and entities and stuff.
Yeah. I mean, because they could even transition it almost even into a like, now we help people help ghosts.
Yeah. Well, I thought it was an interesting,
or something like that.
Concept of are they the bad guys?
The Ghostbusters?
Yeah. When you know.
It's like saying, are the Jedi the bad guys?
Well, they are.
Yeah, but nobody thought that
at first. Pretty much everybody. Well, I did. You should have seen it coming.
By what movie?
Oh, if you're just saying the original trilogy...
Yeah.
No, you're yeah, no,
that's
no
what I'm that's what
there.
I'm saying. That's yeah. what I'm saying.
By the time you add in the prequels, you realize these guys are nuts.
Yeah.
But I think so far we've been fairly, I don't think we've ruined anything, but I mean the commercials didn't show you. And I don't want to go too much deeper than that. It was fun. It was nice.
Although I will say that I'm convinced.
Okay.
That they turn the AC up.
Yes, you have a theory about this.
So, okay, it shouldn't be any... I don't know how much of a spoiler it is. Like, the name of the movie is Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, right?
Yeah.
The bad guy... His power is freezing things. Not Walter Peck. The other bad guy. I'm pretty sure when we first started, like not initially, but like when it, not like, you know, because there was some a little bit early on, like where you would see what like the, you would see like the things like icing up around it and then it would go away. But towards the end, when like the full bad guy came, I am convinced that they turned they turned the temperature down in the cinema, in the theater. because I started freezing. Like, I got so cold.
Looking to see if there's anyone who are putting that out there. I'm not seeing it. But I agree with you.
I mean, it'd be an interesting thing to do.
Sure.
But I was unprepared because I didn't wear a coat.
And it wasn't that cold out in the lobby, outside of the theater.
I mean, it was then cold once we got outside. It wasn't
outside.
When we...
not in the lobby and stuff.
Yeah, right.
No, there's some fun little set pieces in it and stuff. And I mean, it's... I see the reviews and stuff, and they're like, oh, you know, a lot of critical kind of... Apparently now, if you're not, like, the deep brooding crap that's out there for most of these movies now anyway, you're awful.
What?
Like, if you have fun, you know, everything has to be dark and brooding and...
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's not Ghostbusters.
No, it's supposed to be fun.
I mean, it had some darker aspects where that I would say that none of the other Ghostbuster movies really had, like...
No.
But then it brought in that, like, light, campy Ghostbusters-ness.
Oh, yeah.
To kind of tame that down.
But that's what you want. Like, I don't want to go to the movie theater and, like, leave, like, feeling like, ugh.
Yeah.
Which is why I don't think we've been back to a Marvel movie since.
Since Endgame.
Endgame?
No, or did we go see the Spider-Man? Did we go see the Spider-Man movie? There was a Spider-Man movie after Endgame, wasn't there?
No Way Home. I don't remember. See, that's the period of time. Like, Nowhere Home's on my list to go back and rewatch, because there's a chunk of things that I know we've seen that honestly I don't remember just because I was feeling so bad. I don't think we went to see it in the theater.
You might be right.
Because I don't think I would have.
Because it might have been one of those where we planned to, and then you weren't feeling good, and then we just never got around to it.
Yeah, we own it. And I know we've seen it.
Yeah.
But I just don't remember any of it.
I don't either.
Because Doctor Strange is in it. But we didn't go to the third Ant-Man movie, and that thing we saw online, that thing was a hot mess.
Yeah, it was.
That wasn't really great and everything.
I can see what they were trying to establish with it.
Yeah.
But I think there was a lot of context missing.
I just don't know how...
Because I also wasn't really that thrilled with the second Doctor Strange.
I was, knowing in the context that
it's
a horror movie.
I knew what they were trying to do with it and trying to establish with it.
Yeah. I like that.
It was just a little too out there for me.
Yeah. Well, I also don't think you'd fall into that horror genre that would be something appealing to you.
You know, I need some campiness with my horror.
Yeah.
Like Ash me.
But that's the weird thing about the Marvel stuff. It's been so hit and miss. And I think because like
when it was such a bit, because it was such a long build, like how many movie, what, like 20? I don't know how many 26? Movies, you know, build up to Endgame. And then it was like, well, okay. Lost Captain America, lost Iron Man. They had that Hawkeye series, which was good.
Well, everything since Endgame has been either on point or complete garbage. And
but it's like they're now trying to establish all these new characters.
Yeah. Plus figure out how you're going to work in the stuff, the new stuff that they have now on.
Yeah.
Which is a much better play because I hate to say it, most people, I think that the subgroup, not the subgroup, but the lesser known ones aren't going to be as much of an interest.
Yeah. What
they're
going to
have
like,
to, what their money's going to be, and the way how it's going to work out is they can figure out how to do good X-Men movie and good Fantastic Four movie.
Yeah, I've liked the like mini series more than the movies.
But
Scarlet Witch. I don't know if that's
WandaVision.
What it was WandaVision.
WandaVision was good.
WandaVision, the Hawkeye.
Hawkeye was good.
And the Loki one.
Loki was fantastic. Both seasons of the Loki were fantastic.
But like I didn't really.
But
I didn't really get
Secret
sucked
War
into that
whatever,
like
was
Ten Rings
movie. That was an interesting standalone that I kind of got. But it wasn't. It didn't seem like it where it fits quite yet. Maybe looking back,
there was that one series that we only watched like the first episode or two, and then like
Moon Knight.
Couldn't get into it.
Moon Knight?
I don't know. It was darker.
Yeah, I think that was what it was. Now, see, again, I don't know if that was just. That's on my list of potential. Same thing with the one Star Wars with the guy who was in Rogue One before Andor, maybe.
Yeah.
Both of those hit when I was really sick, and I wasn't like if I was watching something, I was asleep.
Yeah.
Because I felt so bad.
Yeah.
So I don't know about those two. But the Secret War or Infinity or whatever the Nick Fury TV show, that thing was awful.
It wasn't awful. It was just like, eh.
Yeah.
It's like cuz you expect so much, so it's like if it doesn't meet the standard of what you're used to, then you're going to say it's awful. But I don't know that it was like awful compared to like other movies that I would say are awful or other TV series that I would say were awful. It was just kind of like, mediocre.
But Loki was really good.
Yeah.
But the stuff I think that we like is the lighter stuff.
Yeah, and maybe that's the thing, too, because even the Nick Fury one was a little darker.
The Fury one was a little darker. But I don't think you look back at any of the lead-up to Infinity War and Endgame and look at any of those movies, and they're dark.
Second Thor movie?
Even though it's not as good, it's not dark. There's like some really good funnier set pieces tagged into it. Now, in the grand scheme of
Third Iron Man where he had like a mental breakdown.
Yeah, but even that's not, I would say, not necessarily dark.
Yeah.
It's more of...
Not like the second Doctor Strange.
Well, that's even like horror. That's supposed to be. But it's just maybe dark's not maybe dramatic.
I love how that started as Ghostbusters and devolved.
My point back to Ghostbusters is the people who are like, "Oh no, it's not that way." It's like, well, because it's a Ghostbusters movie.
Yeah, Ghostbusters has its own like thing, and it's like got the like spooky, but like in a fun, campy way.
Yeah. Because you have to remember the original premise. What are they before they start the Ghostbusters?
They're teachers.
They're college professors. This, trust me, this was exactly what would happen if a bunch of us at campus went into business for ourselves. To be completely honest, it's kind of happened when I went into business for myself. When you think about it. it's not the super serious.
Yeah. It's not, yeah. I don't know. I really liked it.
I did. I liked it as well. There was some good. That's two great examples, by the way, to keep on this using our experience to beat the crap out of other franchises. That's two great experiences in the last 2 years or so. Well, since when Afterlife this
Afterlife
one?
Afterlife was like 2021.
Okay, so let's just list. Afterlife, Frozen Empire, and I'm going to throw in the last season that ended up last year of Picard.
Okay.
Of how to tie into a historic property.
Yeah.
Without being the
without banging over the head with it.
Stupidness that Star Wars turned into.
Yeah.
You know, that everything in this gigantic universe is interconnected. We don't need to see that one time Han Solo's uncle got served coffee by Boba Fett's great aunt. Who cares? Like everything doesn't have to be interconnected. Like, but the nod, the pieces in the library in Frozen Empire.
Did we ever even watch the, like, sixth or seventh, like, okay, not sixth or seventh. Okay, so you have the prequels. You have the original three, yes. And you have the prequel three.
The new trilogy.
Is it only three?
It's only three.
Okay, did we ever watch the last one?
Yes.
Are you sure?
We did. We watched.
Is that the one with the ice bunnies? Crystal bunnies?
No, that's the second one.
Okay, then I definitely don't remember the third one.
The third one Lando Calrissian was in.
I definitely don't remember it.
Oh.
So that either tells you, one, how memorable
it was not good.
Or two, that you watched it without me.
No, we watched it together.
Okay, I don't remember that.
Yeah, you guys only watched it once. No, because it ends where she takes Luke and Leia's lightsaber back to and buries it on Tatooine, and the random lady comes up, "Who's you? Who are you?" And she goes, "Oh, I'm Rey Skywalker." They just randomly picks a name, like, "Oh yeah," when she's not related to the family at all.
Yeah.
But apparently they're making more movies with her.
She's
actually a good actress.
Wasn't that kind of like a, I don't know. I don't remember. All three of those movies were just kind of like a blur of like, yeah. Because again, my favorite parts were the androids.
Yeah. Well, the problem is, it goes back to, I think, what part of the problem was when they rebooted the Star Trek movies is, despite his reputation, J.J. Abrams is the giant hack that he is.
Yeah.
And he doesn't know what he just is awful at what he does.
I mean, so my favorite,
because what's the best of the three rebooted Star Trek movies? The third one.
The best of the rebooted Star Trek movies? The ones with the Christopher Pine, those three.
Yeah. You had the first one.
Is
with
the third one where the ship gets wrecked on a
yes.
On a planet, and the like guy controlling the bad guy was like a former captain or something that had gotten trapped there and like
went nuts,
devolved into this like weird creature thing.
Yeah,
yeah,
that was the best of the three. Abrams had nothing to do with it.
Okay.
It actually had.
I never really pay attention to that type of stuff, though. Like, I don't know anything about. Like,
but you can just tell the difference.
Who's making the movies or whatever?
But those are great examples of how you can do something that builds on history without it just being a just continue refresh of the same thing over and over again.
Yeah, I mean. But again, like even with the most recent Star Wars trilogy, my favorite part aside from BB-8, because, I mean, just amusing, was them reviving R2-D2.
I enjoyed the return in the second of those three movies. When she goes off and Luke's dealing with him being a failure of a teacher yet again, and Force Ghost Yoda shows up and just be a complete jerk about it. And just, it's like he's back to original trilogy Yoda, and it's kind of like, I am wise and ancient, but I'm also kind of a douchebag. And
so, but again, I love our Ghostbusters review turns into a
movie critic hour.
Why? What's wrong with Marvel and Star Wars has gone downhill?
But no. So if you liked any of the previous movies that have come from the
Ghostbusters.
Well, I mean from this production house.
But it's been the same for all of them, hasn't it?
No. I'm saying the first two, and then Afterlife and Frozen Empire, not the weird middle one that was unrelated.
Oh, I've never seen that one.
No, I've seen pieces.
Sorry, I only really kind of think of the first two, and then these last two, because I forget that one in the middle
Most
was a thing.
Do, and that's
because I've
fine.
Never seen it.
Yeah, no, it's because I've saved you from that. I would never inflict that on you. You should be paying that to political prisoners, like in Guantanamo, or terrorists or something. That's who we should be doing that with. But if you like those first three, this one is definitely worth the watch. It's certainly fun. I think it was a little awkward to have some of those kids are younger than I
would. Well, because we were talking about this yesterday. And it was like because of the time difference between production.
No. I mean the kids in the theater. Like there were some.
Well, but I mean, think about you would have been about that age going to see the first ones, the second one.
I don't know if I ever saw those in the theater. Actually. Point being, I don't know.
Yeah,
I also don't have a good judge on that.
The darker parts could have been dark for younger kids, but the Fire Master kind of lightened it up.
They completely skip over that part where the guy just has a bad business name.
Yeah.
And ends up... But no, that was worth it. And like I said, I found out the other day that I'm looking things up. When I'm doing research online to find something, dear, that's usually where you have to fill in.
Well, but I don't know when you're doing that because I can't actually see what you're doing.
But you until hear me typing.
You know, until you start angrily typing.
The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare that I talked about last week will be out April 19th.
Okay.
It was up to like later this year. Oh, nope, 3 weeks.
Oh, yeah, because last week you brought it up
there
and
was
you
no
weren't
date
sure what date it was going to be, but it's the 19th.
It's the 19th of April.
And it's going to be in theaters?
In theaters.
And is this something we will be going to see?
I think this will be very fun.
Okay.
To see.
Okay. Now, I just need to figure out how I can either... I may be interested in procuring some little tiny Marshmallow Man figurines.
Well, you work on that, and you come back and you report to us next week.
They're adorable.
This has been a production of Quantum Wave Media.